This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, a little bit of green on the screen here. Yesterday, you know, we were actually able to post higher closes for both corn and beans. And I'll tell you what, we haven't done that very much lately. So yesterday, you made a new low for corn once again. Sub 440 on March, kind of a rough type feel. And then you turn around and saw a little bit of buying come in. I mean, it's not like we closed a dime higher, but I'll take a green close any day of the week. And bean market had some gains as well. So come in here on Friday, and it looks like we're going to see, you know, maybe some follow through buying. These markets have been extremely oversold. I'll give you that. But at the same time, you got to ask, you know, what's going to get, for instance, your big money players interested in covering short positions. And right now, I just don't really see a big story that, you know, is worthy of that kind of market action. So I don't look for a huge bounce just yet.
Matt, we haven't talked since last week's WASDE report was released. What were your biggest takeaways from the report and kind of how the markets reacted this week?
Well, the report was a tough one, you know. For corn, you know, you got that increase in demand that me and my team were looking for. You know, that was nice to see. But whenever you couple that with, you know, a big bump in yield for both corn and beans, that's really not what the trade wanted to see. We knew that the USDA wouldn't make any big adjustments for South American production on that global scale. But whenever you start looking at both global and domestic balance sheets, your stocks and stocks use ratios are just way too much for what the trade wants.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Don't miss the Regional Farm Show and Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference, January 26th and 27th at Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa. Two great events, one location. Come see the latest from vendors and learn from the experts, whether in the expo hall or during a special session. And it's all free. Free admission, free parking, and free food. Doors are open Friday, the 26th from 3 till 7, and Saturday, 8 till 4. For more information, go to regionalfarmshow.com. We'll see you at the Corn Belt Cow-Calf Conference and Regional Farm Show, Bridgeview Center in Ottumwa.
March corn up 2 and 3 quarters at 446 and 3 quarters. March soybeans up 11 and 3 quarters at 1225 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle down 20 cents at 174.62. March feeder cattle up 30 cents at 232.85. February lean hogs down 17 cents at 70.92. February pork cutout up 30 cents at 85.67. And Class 3 milk is unchanged at 15.65. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.